Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, guys. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese. Hello, I'm Jesse McAnally, and this is Musicals with Cheese, and I'm joined by two wonderful guests. Want to introduce yourself, wonderful guests?
No.
Oh.
I will introduce myself for the both of us. I'm Delaney Peterson.
And I'm Erin Chalakian.
I like how Delaney forgot her last name for a moment.
I know she was going to try and say something funny,
I was
and then
gonna
it
add
didn't happen.
A middle name. Just like fly off the cuff. Is that what?
That's what I said that one time.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
But I didn't.
So it is us three, and this is a bonus episode, so you're getting extra content from us. But you guys have a podcast of your own. Do you want to like show that out for the audience for a brief second?
Yeah. Let's shove it down their throats for a second.
Let's do it. Let's shell it out.
So we have a podcast called Someone Else's Problem, where we give advice. Like, it's a write-in advice show. And we're not, like, doctors or anything.
Yeah, the only thing that we are qualified to give you is musical theater songs.
Yeah.
So we answer your questions, give you some advice for your life, and then we also give you some musical theater songs that match those problems.
Because it's cheaper than therapy, listening to musical theater.
Amen.
Though we also advocate therapy a lot on our show.
Yeah.
So.
Check us out. We're on Apple Podcasts.
We can do that at the end.
Yeah, we're going to do that at the end instead.
And if you go and check them out, you will also find an episode where I'm guesting. They're posted at the same time. So, yeah, synergy.
Yeah, and you'll get to hear Jess give some. You'll get to hear Jess give some really great advice and song recommendations because he's good at this.
I'm pretty good at things, but today we are going to do something a little different from both my show and their show. We're going to play a little musical theater game. So the challenge today was that we each had to think of roughly five ideas that would be terrible musicals, and we have to give it to another person in the group of three. And force them to think of a plot synopsis and one song from this fake musical.
I have six ideas.
I'm so scared.
Yes, so it's going to be fun. It's just goofing around and not that highly structured, but let's have some fun, guys.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, who wants to start?
Me.
You're like, I'm so scared.
Me, Erin.
Let me start.
Well, I want to give one. I don't want to do one yet.
All right, you're first to give one, and who are you giving it to?
I'm gonna give it to you, Jess.
Oh God. Okay. All right. All right. Batten down the hatches. I'm ready.
This is Bridalplasty the musical.
What?
What?
Is that what I think it is?
You'll have to find out. What kind of a musical is that going to be, Jess?
It sounds like a comedy. Can I ask for a definition of what bridalplasty is? Is that a real word, or is it a play on like brides and rhinoplasty?
Bridalplasty is a real show.
Oh,
it was a reality show where a bunch of brides, a bunch of women that had just been proposed to, a bunch of fiancés, went to a house for a month or whatever and did a bunch of like bridal style games. And if they won the game, they got to pick one of their plastic surgeries on their wish list.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I think this would be a great idea for a musical. I can see it now.
Right?
Really, it would be a lot like A Chorus Line where they're all like starting out like, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. I want that brand new nose in my face. You know, that type
yes,
of thing.
Yes, okay.
And slowly, as the show goes on, we whittle it down and we don't quite know who the main character is until the very end. And then in the end, you see the plastic surgery and a bunch of Julie Taymor like puppets come out and she's like, ah!
Yes.
And then all the other girls realize like maybe this was all a mistake, and they're all at their wedding and like they're like, what did she do? She picked the wrong surgeon, and that's the final number.
It's botched the musical. What would the 11 o'clock number be called?
My turn. It's finally my turn. It's like the Rose's turn, but it's just mine.
Yes. Yeah. Well done, Jess. Way to kick off this episode.
Perfect. So can I ask, who would the composer be?
It would be Jason Robert Brown, but he's just cashing a paycheck.
Perfect.
It's like his honeymoon in Vegas again. Like, he's saying this up.
Yes. I love it.
Perfect.
Or it would be Jason Robert Brown for like the first half, then he'd quit, then Andrew Lippa would have to pick up the pieces.
Exactly. You know things.
Oh my gosh. All right, good. Good. Who's next?
I give myself a C+.
I would give that
I give it a B+.
Like a 7 solid, out of 10.
A solid B+.
I'm passing.
Yes. Yeah. Mom and dad aren't that happy, but you know, you passed.
They were never going to be happy anyways.
Son, we need to have a talk about your report card.
We know you can do better.
Hello, I'm Chip Mulaney. I'm your father.
Hello, I'm Chip Mulaney. I'm your father. All right, Jess, who are you going to give yours to?
All right, I'm ready, and I think I'm going to give mine to Delaney.
Ooh, okay, I'm ready.
Good
I'm
choice.
Ready.
All right, so this one is entitled Public Defecation, the Musical.
Okay, so this is going to be real, like, gritty. I think it's probably gonna be like a hip hop musical.
A gritty poop.
Oh god.
Gritty poop is my rap name.
I think gritty poop will be the name of the main character in the show.
Okay, okay.
I think it'll be told mainly through monologues. Mainly told through monologues. And hip hop music. It's going to be like the story of all the different places where people have defecated
okay.
in public.
So we're following locations.
Yeah, we're following locations. And it's going to talk about like just people from all different walks of life, which is why it's going to be mostly monologue based, because it's not like following a set plot. Each song will tell a new story of a new person. Like, there will be one guy who, you know, just got super nervous before a job interview, so he went outside and exploded diarrhea.
Yeah, you know, like one does. Of course, of course.
That's an average Tuesday for me, so.
Yeah, you know. Who wrote this?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, of course.
Who wouldn't? Like, when I think he's explosive diarrhea, I think of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I mean.
Yeah, and then there will also be a number about animals and just the everyday nature of public defecation for them. So there will be, you know, a chance for people, for actors to dress up as dogs, you know, as in Andrew Lloyd Webber's cats.
Just like cats, but,
yeah.
You know.
So they'll get
different.
Their moment to shine.
Great, because we all loved cats.
I'm so excited for Taylor Swift.
I still can't believe that's real, to be honest with
you. Oh, it's not. I won't believe it until it happens.
It seems so fake. Like, I've always known that she's a cat inside her body. Like, she is a cat.
She's 40 cats inside, making
40
yeah,
cats
in
standing
a Taylor
on,
Swift
standing
costume.
On their back legs. So not yeah. even 40
wow,
cats,
she's
like,
tall.
Because she's really tall. You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Delaney, who are you going to
get Taylor Swift
to?
Does what Taylor Swift do, Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
So I'm giving mine. We're just going to go around.
Oh, God.
Now it's Aaron's turn.
Wait, I want to know what your 11 o'clock number would be.
Oh, yeah. What would your 11 o'clock number be?
Tell me, what's 11 o'clock?
Is that like your showstopper? Penultimate?
Oh,
it's like
okay,
the last
okay.
midnight of the show.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
The big one.
Yeah, it's gonna be the one about the dogs, I think.
What's it?
Because
what's it called?
It's called this is our life. This is our life. This is our life, and it's going to be like a real feat of musical theater, like special effects, because they'll actually be pooping on stage.
Wow. So,
that's not special effects, is it? That's just someone doing stuff on
no,
stage.
No, it's not going to be an actual like poop.
Is this immersive theater?
Not sanitary, but it's like the, you know, the designers are going to have to figure out how to pull that off, and it's just going to be like
get the actor to poop on
like
stage.
Dancing,
Laxative.
Like because the rest of the show is not going to be super dance heavy
until this number.
Until this number, it's
they're going to pull it out.
Yeah, pulls out all the stops. There's going to be tap dancing. So
tap dancing and
tap
shit.
Dancing dogs. Yeah, exactly. Love it. Yeah. So and then like also like the just to like kind of get you in the reality of the story, mm-hmm. the stagehands will come out with little like. Bags and like pooper scoopers.
Oh,
after
love
that
it.
Number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
okay, cool. Good
to really like make you feel like you're in a city where dogs are walked.
All right.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Okay. So yours is going to be.
I'm so scared.
A musical about the Great Molasses Flood of 1919.
Great. So the Great Molasses Flood,
which
of
we just passed the 100-year anniversary.
Yes.
Of.
Oh, it's happy birthday.
It's actually going to be based in that 100-year anniversary.
Okay.
So they're going to be we're going to be in the town where this all happened, and they're going to start talking. Someone's going to be like, "Oh, you know, Grandpa, he would have loved to be here for this. Too bad he passed away 100 years ago in the molasses." And then we're going to the whole musical is going to be flashbacks. So we're going to keep flashing back to the molasses flood, and then they'll have songs pre-molasses flood, in the molasses flood,
mm-hmm.
post-molasses flood,
yeah,
all over the molasses flood, basically. And our big 11 o'clock number. Oh, and it's written by Lawrence O'Keefe.
Okay.
Of course. Very millennial style, you know.
Yeah.
It's the now kind of thing, even though we're talking about then. So we're going to keep jumping back and forth. Our 11 o'clock number is going to be called I'm Stuck. And it's going to be Grandpa in the molasses. And it's as the molasses is taking over, he's going to be singing about his grandkids that he will never meet in 100 years.
Okay, real talk, because Aaron listened to this podcast too, but I listened to a podcast about this event. And there was a boy who was like swept up in the current of the molasses and like lifted away. And I feel like we get harnesses and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we will figure it out. If they could do stuff... If they made Spider-Man turn off the dark work, we can make the Great Molasses Flood of 1919 work.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple people had to, like, break their entire bodies to get that to work, but...
Yeah, well, we can figure that out. We can get people to sacrifice themselves for this show. It's theater.
You know, you said that Lawrence O'Keefe does the music, but I also see Tony Kushner doing, like, the...
Oh, book. Absolutely. He wrote the book. Definitely. Lawrence O'Keefe and Tony Kushner.
Perfect pair.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's my turn now.
Yeah.
Do I always have to give to Jess now? Is that what we're doing?
No.
Just
nope,
in
nope.
A circle?
You can give it to whoever.
Okay,
you
now
want.
That we've all done one, now we
okay.
can pick.
Okay.
Okay. Delaney.
Yeah.
I'm giving you John Mulaney the musical.
You're
welcome.
So much. Oh, you care about me deeply, and I know this is my love language.
It can get weirder.
Mm-hmm. So John Mulaney musical is gonna be written by I think it's gonna be written by Cole Porter.
Okay.
We're resurrecting Cole Porter from the dead because, you know.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, because the thing that everybody says about John Mulaney is he's probably immortal and like was frozen in time sometime in the 40s. And then.
Yeah, and then he walked out on stage.
Yeah.
He's just in a room eating saltines.
Saltines, yeah.
And then he just walked out on stage.
Exactly. It was written by Cole Porter. So it's a very dance heavy show. There's a lot of boater hats and canes. There's a beautiful number where he meets his wife and everything just stops like in West Side Story, you know?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. And he just has a beautiful moment with her where he is like, he's like just falling in love and she, like yells at him, totally doesn't like
Anne-Marie Tendler.
Yeah. And she does not sing in the show. Everything she says is spoken. But he is like always
he's
singing
all show,
his heart out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be a big number called, about his father called, Same Motherfucker.
Same motherfucker.
Yeah, and it'll go through all these stories about his father.
All the things that he did.
Yeah,
and
it'll
about
take
the same motherfucker.
Everything from his whole, like, all his different stand-up specials, and the chorus will be, you know,
same motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Exactly.
Can I ask who plays Chip Mulaney?
Oh,
Nathan Lane would be my guess.
I think Nathan Lane would be a great choice, especially now that he's like
Tom Hanks
aged a bit.
Yes,
Tom Hanks would be good. Yeah,
Nathan Lane.
Can
Tom
you?
Hanks.
I can picture Tom.
Oh my
Hanks
gosh! No, Tom
the
Hanks
other
is like
two just dropped.
The, Tom Hanks is like the normal Chip Mulaney, and then whenever it goes to song, it's Nathan Lane. So like the musical version of Chip Mulaney is Nathan Lane, but then like the real version of Chip Mulaney
it's like done like the Def Leppard production of Spring Awakening. They're all both
exactly
on stage.
Yes. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Shout out to Daniel David Stewart.
I have so many good ideas about John Mulaney the musical that I now want it to happen.
Great,
so
it will.
Hit me up, Cole Porter.
Copyright, trademark. Aaron Chalakian came up with it first.
So. But I flushed.
I heard. I saw it happen. I was there.
Yeah, there you are. Okay.
Whose turn
is it? My turn now that I've been given.
Yeah, because I pass
yes,
it.
I've been bestowed. Okay, so it's a pass kind of situation. Okay, so Jess, I'm gonna make you do a musical PSA about going vegan.
All right, so. You get this guy, and he's like, loves meat. Opening number, it's like, meats, 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 I love beefs, and like, listen all the meats. It's a big patter song.
Beefs. Riblets.
He's like running place to place, and you got like these like stuffed animals coming out, and he's just taking bites out of them.
Are they stuffed animals of actual animals? Or like,
yes, actual animals. They're not of meat. They're like the actual okay. anthropomorphized animals.
Great. Yeah, great.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then it is 100% like basically drug PSA. Then like some magic genie comes in and is like, you should not be doing this. There's a better way, Tom. He's like, Tom? No, I'm going to eat as much meat as I can. And then he shows them the realities of like processed farms and all the tortures that go on and how badly we treat animals just so that they can feed us and all that. And slowly he discovers and he just immediately jumps vegan, but he doesn't do enough research. So he dies of protein deficiency.
Oh, tragic. So it's not a very good PSA.
I mean, it's scary enough.
Yeah.
Do it right.
So people will learn.
Just gonna kind of make you think, like, what should I be eating?
Well, what should I do? If and I can't eat meat and I can't not eat meat.
The best PSAs just leave you kind of lost and confused.
But the music was done by Janine Tesori, but way before she was anything. Like, it was
perfect.
Like her in her teenage years, and she was just hired on because she knew how to play piano. So they hired her to write this. So the songs are just like, no, no, meat, meat, no meat for you.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
And okay. Yeah, that's my pitch for what was it, veganism the musical?
Yeah, I just called it a musical PSA about going vegan, but if you can come up with a better title, then...
Yes, we can.
Oh, perfect.
Yes,
yeah, that's perfect.
Can.
This reminds me of that episode of Community where they do, like, an anti-drug PSA musical or show, and Chevy Chase as Pierce like wants drugs to have a bigger part in the show and ends up getting the kids on drug side and they're like, we love drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn now.
It's your turn now.
Mine is for Aaron.
Oh God.
And this one is entitled, I Believe I Can Fall, The Public Shaming of R. Kelly.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I believe I can fall. That's some funny shit.
Said it with the most serious inflection ever. Like, if I ever go to a comedy
that's
special
some
and someone's just
shit.
Like, yeah, that's some funny shit.
That's some funny shit. oh, God. Okay, so this musical, we're going to start out, and it's going to be R. Kelly in his heyday, right? And it's gonna be him in the music studio doing all of his biggest numbers, and then we're gonna transition from the music studio onto the stage, and there are gonna be all these people there, and everyone's gonna be all excited. And then in the middle of his set, people are going to start not liking him anymore. But he's not going to realize it. Like, he's just going to keep doing his thing, right? And everyone's going to, like, the cheering all of a sudden turns into boos.
Ooh.
And then, like, the boos get louder and louder. And then the audience gets more raucous. And then they start throwing things at him. But he, the whole time, is like... he's not even noticing, you know, he's like doing his R. Kelly thing. And then
praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, Suf's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I lost everything I was saying. So all this is happening and everything's happening, and then everybody's going to leave and it's just going to be him alone on stage still doing his set. And as he's doing his set, the lights will change and he's still doing his set. And then from the ceiling, a jail cell will come down and it'll be around him as he's still doing his set, like whatever. A courtroom is going to come around him and he's still doing his set. And as he's doing his set and singing his songs, they're like doing the verdict and like all of this stuff and bringing people to the stand. And he's still doing his set and the courtroom goes away. And then the jail cell comes down and it encompasses him. And then he's still doing his set. And then he finishes his set right as an officer comes by to tell him to keep it down.
Ooh, I wasn't expecting that.
And right as R. Kelly like quiets down and then the show's over.
So the show is really like built around his music.
Yeah. It's built around his music, so it's his music. So like whatever, whoever did his music, whatever. And then so it's experimental.
Can I tell you about the most unintentional like laugh I ever had watching that R. Kelly documentary?
Tell me.
He had this teacher that like taught him how to sing, and they were going through the list of all the other people this lady taught, and it's like a bunch of hip hop stars like Neo, da da da, and the very last one, almost as a punchline, it's like, and Mandy Patinkin.
Patinkin.
I'm like,
you kill my
what?
Father. Prepare to die. That's awesome. And I mean, I can't really give like an 11 o'clock number or anything like that. It's just like his music and whoever wrote it. And yeah, that's
beautiful.
That. Perfect. Okay.
Wonderful. Your turn.
Oh, it's me now. Jess, you're going to do the Cuban Missile Crisis, the musical.
Okay. You see, It's complicated. I'm just jumping to like X-Man First Class. Well, no, I do JFK like figuring out what he's doing. Like, oh God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Just freaking out. And then, like, that's the entirety of Act One. And then the second. Oh,
you guys
gave a look.
Oh, we both. Because every time we record something, my computer makes a noise because I always forget to mute it. And so it did make the noise, but it made it in our ears.
Oh.
So we looked at the computer and then looked at each other like, hey, the mics didn't hear it. And then you went, oh. And we went, oh, no. So that's our story.
So JFK freaks out and it all falls to shit as it does. And he's just like, why did I do this? Why does this shit happen?
So would JFK be the main character?
Yeah, it would be a one-man show.
Oh,
just JFK.
It's a lot for one actor to carry. Who would?
It's a solo show. Is it a solo musical show, or
yes,
is it just
it's a
solo
musical
show?
You have to be a real triple threat.
Hell
so
yeah!
There's dancing. What kind of dancing?
It would be like jitterbug dancing because he like grew up in the 20s, jitterbug. And that's just like something nostalgic for him.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, perfect.
I love it.
Because I'm imagining, like, when Will Ferrell did the George W. Bush, like, You're Welcome, America, and he's just kind of talking to himself about all this.
Right,
I'm just, like, imagining him, like, oh, God, what am I gonna do? Technically, I'd probably, like, not the greatest president, but because I was shot, like, people worship me for some reason. Ah!
Ooh, so it's kind of, like, retrospective, too? Like, it's self-aware? Like,
yeah.
He knows that he's, like, what happens to him?
Yeah, like, he sees all possible outcomes. And maybe there's one other actor, and it's, like, some big character actor like Chip Zion, like, older JFK of the timeline of where he lived.
Ooh, this is actually shaping up to be a great musical. We've got, like, multiple timelines.
We got so many things going on. What's the big 11 o'clock number, and who wrote this musical?
The 11 o'clock number is him basically deciding, like, yeah, I'm going to make these choices, go down the road that I know will inevitably end with my death. And he's like, oh, we do not do it because it is easy, not because it's easy.
Okay, okay, okay.
And the show will be written by Tim Minchin.
Okay!
Okay,
so it's basically all wordplay, like... throughout.
I love it.
This actually sounds like a great
we're gonna
piece
do it.
Of theater.
All of these. We're making all of these.
Don't steal it. We're copywriting all of these, so...
Yeah, all of these are copywritten already as we're thinking about them.
They're going to be real musicals, but if you want to collaborate on them, always down.
No. Absolutely not.
I've never written a musical!
Sorry to interrupt you in the middle of the show, but we got a shill at you, and I am joined by Aaron and Delaney, who are going to help me shill at you.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So, as I mentioned before, today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/musicalswithcheese to get started today. Why Audible? Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. And Delaney actually has a book recommendation for you. So Delaney, take it away.
Yeah, I recommend you check out Pride and Prejudice. It's read by Rosamund Pike. I mean, you've probably heard of Pride and Prejudice, but Rosamund Pike can talk it in your ear.
It's like Gone Girl mixed with Jane Austen.
Yeah, exactly. That's a musical that should be written.
Jane Austen's Gone Girl, please. Please, please, please.
Musical gods, hear us.
To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese. Again, that's audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese for your free audiobook. How many other people are giving you free shit? All right. Now, let's get back to the show already in progress. So whose turn is it? Who decides what's next? Is it mine?
I think it's you. Yeah,
it's you.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm sorry.
Aaron, you just did one, right? Okay.
I just sent it to him.
Okay, I just did Aaron, so it's Delaney's turn.
Yes.
Here's one. Feel free to turn it down if you want a more interesting one, but I find this funny. It's my type of humor. Tim Kaine, the story of love, sex, and rock and roll.
I don't know who that is.
He was Hillary Clinton's VP choice.
Oh!
The story of love, sex, and rock and roll.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to pass on that one, but you please write this musical.
I just find that ridiculous. Tim Kaine didn't have enough of a personality to be anything.
That is so funny.
So oh it's gosh. Like, good luck! All right, Delaney, let me give you a better one.
Okay.
All right, Guy Fieri, the musical.
Okay, so I've literally never seen anything Guy Fieri's done. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I know what he looks like, and I've seen a lot of parodies of him on SNL. So I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to answer this question. Yeah. So So it is called Diners, Dive-ins, and Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives, the musical.
Yeah.
I don't even know the title of this show.
Dinal Dive in the Bow.
The musical.
The musical. So it starts out, he's like almost a caricature of himself, as are the, I think it's Bobby Moynihan who portrays him on SNL. He's really like a caricature. And so the first act is just his show. And you're seeing it through, like, the set is a giant TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're watching his show through this TV screen, and it's just crazier and crazier antics. He just seems like a crazy person. And then act two, they separate the TV screen, like it breaks apart like a curtain mm-hmm. would, and they pull it away, and it's him singing about his life and his secrets, and you really get to know the man behind the
hair
and the
flames.
Apron and the flames. Yeah, he doesn't wear an apron. He wears that shirt with flames on it.
Yeah.
And the sunglasses. Yeah, true. And the big show-stopping number is called Flames. And it's about the fire that is lit within him to succeed. And
under his skillet.
And under his skillet. Yeah. So it just becomes like deeply emotional. At the beginning, you'll be laughing. By the end, you'll be crying.
That's the goal, right?
That's the goal. And it's written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who else?
Okay.
Who else He's also starring because he has to.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Guy Fieri, the musical starring Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. But it's not like his Hamilton in the Heights work. It's a little bit more like
Bring It On.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I see you.
This sounds like fun. I want this now.
I want all of these. I'm sending this to Jimmy.
Okay.
What's next?
All right. So for me, Aaron, actually, we'll switch again. So Jess, I'm going to have... I feel like you are qualified to do this one. So this is going to be YouTube, the musical.
Oh, shit.
You're so qualified.
Yeah. I was a YouTube person for 10 years. How embarrassing.
For 40 years.
How embarrassing. So I would just make it 100% about the worst things of YouTube. So it'd be
okay,
PewDiePie,
yeah.
Logan Paul, and all of them.
Okay.
Like, they're doing all their horrible stuff, but they all think that they're being so marginalized. So it's just like them saying poor me up until the end.
Oh,
and
perfect.
Then the entire, it ends with like the buffering. Like, you think it's act one, but it's just buffering, and then you just leave.
That's incredible. What a good idea. Can I offer a suggestion?
Yes.
Narrated by Hank Green.
Yes.
Yes.
Not actual Hank Green, but a lanky man in glasses.
Yeah.
who appears as the narrator, like in Into the Woods, who's just like an omniscient like guy.
None of these people would be played by their actual people. They'd be played by like the biggest Broadway stars you can. Like Ethan Slater would be Logan Paul, and like
Oh my god.
I'm imagining
Ethan Slater
like
would be Logan Paul. I'm tweeting that.
Joe Iconis like making his stage debut as like Hank Green because he already kind of looks like Hank Green.
That is so funny.
This is perfect. Okay, what are some numbers that would be in it?
It would be Logan Paul, and it would be like pretty close to the end of right before the buffer, and it would be like gay for a week.
Oh no.
Freaking Logan Paul, dude.
But that would give so many like outstanding like gay musical theater dancers a time to shine in that number.
It's like he talks like Bill and Ted throughout most of the show. It's like, hey man, you know what I'm deciding? I'm gonna be gay for a week, and he's like,
da-da-da, a musical.
I love that.
Who's writing this? Did we talk about that?
Oh yeah.
Well, since Joe Iconis is already like starring in it, he'd probably wrote it too.
Yeah, okay.
Fair. Lauren Marcus would play Jenna Marbles.
Oh, perfect.
What did you say? I missed it.
Lauren Marcus would play Jenna Marbles.
Why can't I picture who that is? I know who Jenna Marbles is. I can't picture Lauren Marcus.
I think she's in Be More Chill, right?
Yeah, she's also Joe Iconis' wife.
Okay.
Oh, I'm here now. Hi, I've arrived. Yep.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Oh,
she'd look good with purple hair.
This is, yeah, she's the perfect Jenna Marbles. I honestly, like, want this show now. You know who also could write it? The Star Kid people, who did, like, a very popular musical.
Yeah.
And Holy Musical Batman, and the guy who didn't like musicals.
You know, Star Kid people.
Because they do satire.
Michigan, yay! Good.
Yeah!
Yay, Michigan!
I love them.
I
guess, no, I should, corrections corner, I don't think all of those were
I don't
Star
think
Kid.
You can say that. Have,
oh, I just can't, you're right. Cut that, because I was actually right anyway. Never mind.
I'm What'd good. She say?
She said corrections corners. Or it's, correction corner.
It's from another
that's
podcast.
From my favorite.
But I have nothing to correct, so actually you can just cut all
Yeah, that's
that.
All gone. Anyway, moving on. How many more should we do?
I think we should just do, like, one more.
One more each.
Running long.
Okay.
No, just one more altogether.
Okay.
I feel like we've all had a good amount to say. I feel like Aaron needs another one to say. I feel like I haven't heard Aaron talk in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
So should
I give
one?
And if there's anyone that you feel is, like, really hilarious, like...
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
Okay. Oh, no. It's your turn to give Aaron one.
Oh, shit. No, I don't want to do it. I don't have any more funny ones.
Okay. Let me see what I've got.
Do a funny one? I'm scared.
Scientology the Musical.
Okay. So, Scientology the Musical. It's a musical. And so, it starts out at the Church of Scientology off of that one street that my friend lives right across the street from the Church of Scientology, and they have a parking lot that's always empty and no one ever parks in, and you're not allowed to park in unless you go to the Church of Scientology. So here's what it's going to be. It's going to be this person that, like, drives their car up, which is hard to do in a musical, but we're going to drive our car up and we're going to park on in the parking lot, okay?
On the stage.
On the stage. You know how you do in a musical. Mm-hmm. And they're going to park their car and they're going to light up a cigarette and they're just going to be there. And they're going to be like, oh, you know, whatever. I'm just in this parking lot and I got a good spot and I'm chilling out. And then they're going to disappear.
Oh.
Their car and them. Okay? And then there's going to be this, like, missing persons thing. And there's going to be this whole, like, oh, so-and-so went missing. And then all of a sudden they're going to stop talking about the missing person out of nowhere. And no one will know why. But then there will be one person that's like, I know who did this because I've been looking after the Church of Scientology for 40 years. And he is going to take down the Church of Scientology. And inside the Church of Scientology, he's going to find a bunch of hostages and all these people that have been brainwashed, like Tom Cruise and all the other people that have been brainwashed by the Church of Scientology. And he's going to save them.
So it's a Dan Brown novel.
Yeah, and he's going to, they have chips in their heads, and he's going to pull all the chips out, and he's going to do this, he's going to, like, break into the system and the hard drive and make sure that the chips don't work anymore, and then he will win the day. And that person will be Tom Hanks.
Just kidding.
I was going to say Norbert Leo Butts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
And then the head of Scientology is going to be John Lithgow. And the
perfect
person that was smoking is going to be Wesley Taylor. And that's my dream cast. And the 11 o'clock number is going to be called Spaghetti Octopus Man. Isn't that Scientology?
I don't know.
Is that not Scientology? Spaghetti Octopus Man. Well, it's still
gonna
be called
that. I think you mean the flying spaghetti monster, but no, that's not Scientology.
Oh, darn it. It's not gonna be called that then. It's gonna be called Empty Parking Lots.
Going clear.
Yeah. And it's gonna be written by someone.
Stephen Sondheim.
Stephen Sondheim. It's going to be written by Stephen Sondheim. He's going to write
Stevie
it, and it's going to be his best work yet.
I can't wait. I think he can pull it off.
I think so too.
I honestly think
what a killer cast. He's got a good cast. He's got a good storyline because I'm so good at writing these musicals. Honestly, he's got a great executive producer Aaron Tolakian. You're welcome.
All right. Well, that about wraps that on up. So, guys, yay. How did you like being on this crazy, weird podcast thingy?
This was so enjoyable. I said I'm scared probably 7 times, but this was real fun.
I could do this for another 45 minutes. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
So
lemon squeeze him up.
Wow.
That was.
Okay.
So you'll have to have us back to do more bad fake musicals.
I would love to have you guys back, preferably on an actual episode with Andrew if our schedules can finally align up.
Yeah, Andrew.
Well, it's difficult
you
to
haven't
wrangle
escaped us yet.
Four people's schedules.
Oh, 100%. It really is.
Especially
Andrew, we're coming for you.
Andrew, the Church of Scientology is going to get you.
Oh, no, I got him.
No, Andrew.
Get back. He's got a knife.
No.
Are we all going to get murdered by the Church of Scientology?
Yeah, I just talked about it so much. They're coming for me already. They can hear it through the walls.
L. Ron Hubbard's coming, and you're in L.A. It's closer to you than me.
Yeah, I literally go there all the time. My friend literally lives across the street. I'm scared.
You shouldn't say that.
Leah Remedy, help us.
Thanks for having us, Jess.
Thank you so much.
You guys were a joy. I'm such a big fan of your show, and it really was fun to have you guys on.
As are we.
Listen to their show. We just did another episode all about like answering questions. Check that out. It's out right now. It's out on the same day as this one. All right. Now it's time for me to show my usual stuff.
Do it.
Thank you guys for listening. Follow us and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher at Musicals with Cheese. Please continue to leave us reviews. We are going to offer a brand new prize to a bunch of viewers in the near future, so keep the reviews on. You could win something. Our Twitter is at Cheesy Musicals. Our Instagram is Musicals with Cheese. Our YouTube page is Musical Theater Lives. Our email is musicaltheaterlives@gmail.com. We've got some really nice emails, really kind of you. Our title card was created by Jolene Casco. Her Instagram is at Jolene Casco. And thank you guys for coming on. I had a lot of fun.
Yay!
So did we.
Friendship.
Friendship. All right.
Friendship. Friendship. Just the perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot. La la la. Dig, dig, dig.
And on that note, this is Musicals with Cheese. We'll see you next time.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.